Children, what does the three colors on the traffic light represent? Red means stop, yellow means ready, green means go and go and go!
Welcome back to yet another exciting episode of my podcast, Tolumide's a Goat Podcast. You already know, enough of the pleasantries, enough of the let's get straight to business. You people never miss me like Kitty alone missing for be 3 months. When I know send me, when I know one know how I did, when I know one know where I did. It's okay. I'll climb on. I didn't kill nobody, but here I am. Yeah, I am. You feel me? Your boy is back. Or am I? I don't know. Time will tell, sha. But today's topic is an interesting one. Too many people talk about red flag. I don't like this. I don't like that. There's a red flag for me. They've even turned the... Imagine, let us get into the intricacies of what red flag mean. Basically, to just simplify whatever red flag means, something you don't like or something you want to stop to. Period, right? So why are people not talking about the main red flags? The red flags are tobacco, tobari, tobashi. It will irritate you. It's always relationship red flags, but more in there single. Those that are not single are enjoying breakfast. So why disturb yourself with talking about relationship red flags? Having, I don't like this. I don't like that. Nigga, nobody likes you. Stop deceiving yourself. Like yourself first. Nobody likes you. You are the red flag, no one else is. But let's get to today's topic. Today's topic, or on today's episode, I should say, I'll be discussing about red flags, but in music. It sounds odd, right? Like, what's Olumide about? Red flags, but in music. Yeah, by now, I'm sure you must have decoded it. The title is clickbait, but thank you for clicking. Do not log off. Mash a log off. Oti wo 2 minutes. Oti bo 2 minutes. Do not log off. Please, I'm begging you. Now, let's get to what red flags in music industry. Not really red flags in music industry. Things I just consider like, nigga, why are you doing this? Like, bruh, this shouldn't be done, or you could do better, or you could try to fix up in this aspect. So I'm going to talk about the number one red flag. And this one... This one actually pisses me off, because I believe anyone who does this shit is mad. Sorry if that sounds so offensive, but yes, I will say it now, and I'm sure majority of you will agree with me. Even if all of us are falling victim, no, not victim, culprit, we've done this shit over and over again. But me, I try to act sane for the sake of myself and the society. I'm a community man. So you feel me? I gotta be respectable wherever I find myself. I don't do no such thing again. Or do I? I don't know, but I don't think I do such things again. So number one on my red flag list, blasting music publicly with Bluetooth speakers or through your phone speakers. Basically, blasting music publicly. Why? This shit is painful, bro. Okay, simple scenario. You are going to class, but probably your earpiece just got spot or whatever. Or you don't even have earpiece. There are people like that. Then just go to class peacefully. No. You want everybody to know the song you are listening to. Even if you are listening to Lil Wayne, my best rapper in the whole entire world, do not blast the music publicly. It's common courtesy, it's common respect for yourself and the society to know how to behave like a normal human being. And that is not blasting music publicly. The only time you're allowed to blast music publicly is at a party. Or maybe something's happening on the street. And you're like, gather, you feel me? Something like that. But like, why blast music publicly? We are living in the 21st century, 2022 to be precise. And you feel like it's big boy, big girl to be blasting music publicly. Nigga, no one, just stop, please, I'm begging you. On behalf of myself and other same human beings out there, like, stop blasting music publicly. And some people's speakers are like techno of 2010. Oh, Kwariobi. Would that be on trailer? Like, just stop it, please. You are disturbing my ears. It's not like sometimes now, I don't want to sound weird, I don't want to sound odd, but it's all this street music that has no meaning, makes no sense. That's what niggas be blasting publicly. And most times, it's not even through Bluetooth speaker. Okay, let's even enjoy the quality of this thing. No, it's through their phone speakers. Sounding like stainless plates that fell on the ground. It's just stop. Please, I'm begging you. Please. And if you are listening and you're one of those niggas that blast music publicly, please. Only real kids listen to my podcast. You know, I'm a goat. And baby goats are called kids. So if you want to be one of my kids, please stop blasting music publicly. So that's my number one, blasting music publicly. Please, I'm begging you, stop doing that. It's disturbing to our ears, it's disturbing to the society, and does not make you look any cool. It's odd. We are living in 2022, you should act proper. If I thought you are not doing it for yourself, at least fake work for the society. Stop blasting music publicly. Thank you. Number two on my list. This one might cause a little bit of a debate, but well, I'm ready to stand on that hill till the day I fall. And trust me, that hill ain't a steep one. It ain't a sloppy hill. It's a firm one. So you sure the peak is well flattened. The second one is not following either Davido, Wizkid, or Burna Boy on any social media. Now let's break it down. You are a Nigerian. Don't even let me take it far, because majority of people who listen to my podcast are Nigerians, right? So let's just ejeka muwasile, like I want mommy wamaso. Ejeka muwasile. Let me break it down. Don't let us try to find an ingenious way of explaining everything. Let's talk editiwatiwa, you feel me? So you are living in Nigeria. You belong to the Gen Z, because most people who listen to my podcast are Gen Z. Like, I mean, they say Gen Z, young generation, right? So allow me use the word, please. Don't come for me. So most people who listen to my podcast are young people, right? You are living in Nigeria. You use social media, either Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or whatever. But the major social media that allows you follow, or that people always talk about when it comes to followership, Instagram and Twitter, right? So you use those two apps, Instagram and Twitter, and you are following neither Wizkid, Davido, or Burna Boy. Then, see, at this point, I'm not saying like those. I was watching an interview, a Don Jazzy interview. Yeah, it's called Black Boss Interview for anyone interested. Hosted by Ibuka, anyway. It's more like a podcast, so you would enjoy it. It's on YouTube, Black Boss Interview, and Don Jazzy was saying something about the Nigerian audience that. He said something like, I don't know the word verbatim, so I'll just try to, you feel me, rephrase whatever. He said something like, if people know they follow me, I don't feel they're surprised, because he does not consider himself like the top three giants of Nigerian music, which, truth be told, is not wrong. Now, what he said was, you did Nigeria, you did hear Nigerian music, you did see Nigerian artists, and you know they follow Wizkid, Davido, or Burna Boy. Omo, you know, sure say you be real Nigerian. He said that one way to show your patriotism, even I'm not a patriot of anything, right? Just like, in fact, our national ID card should have that slot, that space, whereby you are asked, which of these celebrities do you follow? Then you see that music category, Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy. Tick one or more to show your true Nigerian identity. Because I need that one BVN, I need that one Kamaloshi NIN. Stress me now. Just show us your social media that you are following one of, like, it's just, it's common sense at this point in 2022. You can't be enjoying Nigerian music and not, you know, like, tip your ass to niggas that are really pushing it right now. Come on. I know the excuse niggas are coming up with now is, oh, I'm not an IG person. Hey, I'm not a Twitter person. Please, just like, come on. Share one of it. I mean, it might not sound as something, but you see these American, European celebrities getting millions of followers, and it's like a bragging right to their fan base, like a bragging right to their country people, right? Don't you want Nigerians to be in that category? I mean, there are some things that are oddly satisfying, and that's one of those things when Wizkid does something mad and is bringing props to the Nigerian music industry. Davido does something crazy, he's bringing praise to the Nigerian industry. Burna Boy, Mazaline, is bringing credit to the Nigerian music industry. Don't you want to be among the people that are like, ah, But then tell you, Bobo, you know, just, I mean, it sounds weird, like I said, but come on. At this point, shouldn't have an excuse not to follow either Wizkid, Davido, or Burna Boy. Come on. They are like the three-headed beast, the titans of African music right now. Come on, just give them props. Follow. Come on. And this is a nice segue to the third point. I don't listen to Nigerian music. Babala red flag. Babala, well, like, anyone that says this thing to me, yeah, I will smack you like Will Smith. You are not all right. You are living in Nigeria, the capital of African music right now. And you are saying, I don't listen to Nigeria. Shut up. Keep quiet. I mean, if I really wanted to edit this podcast, it's at this point you insert the popo meme where I said, shut up! Yes, because that's what you deserve. You sound so dumb. You sound so insolent, for lack of better words. Like I would say again, majority of niggas listening to my podcast are the younger generations. Majority of niggas listening to my podcast are Nigerians. So the question is, why are you living in Nigeria for the most part of your life? I believe like by now, most people listening to this are within the age bracket of 18 to 25, right? So you are within 18 to 25, either almost past your teen age and becoming a fully matured youth, or you are a fully matured youth by now, and you are confident enough to say, I don't listen to Nigerian music. Ah! Kunle Abiyamo, the kneeling down of a mother. Oh, wise, Egbon, I'm sorry to tell you, wise. But really, what was really the problem? Like, I mean, there was a time, give or take, we could say Nigerian artists are not doing big shit. Like, their music is not as impressive as those from the other side, those overseas. But come on now, production, wow, P Prime, wow. Mad people want to sing, like, you can't even deny no Naira Marley Day. Even, see, I'm not even calling the big guns. Zinoliski Day, like, bro, listen to this thing. Come on, you can't tell me you live in Nigeria right now and you don't listen to Nigerian music. But Bala Red Flag, like, you are meant to be cancelled. You are meant to, like, come on. You are the definition of cancel. You are the definition of red flag. If you don't listen to Nigerian music, this is 2022, 21st century. And by the time this episode is coming out, we might be in April. But I don't think we'll be in April. We might be in April, yeah, by the time this episode is coming out. Because today is 29th of March. But give or take, editing one or two, might be in April. And you can boldly say, I don't listen. Come on, talonton. Oh, maybe totiwa. Immediately not igba. Stop lying, my nigga. Listen, come on. I mean, this still transcends to not following either Wizkid, Davido, or Burna Boy. You live in Nigeria, you enjoy Nigerian music. It's only right to give props to the three major dogs, you feel me? So if you are giving props to the three major dogs, is simultaneous or equivalent to you listening to Nigerian music. They are directly proportional, you feel me? So you can't come around and tell me you don't listen to Nigerian music. That's just some basic crap. That's like the fedoras of all crap. It has I don't even need to explain again. Nigga, stop lying. Mazi, okay. Stop lying. Get with the program, my nigga. Start listening to Nigerian music. Wow. We've discussed four bullet points in red flags pertaining to Nigerian music or Nigerian music industry. Stop blasting music publicly. Follow the three major dogs. Don't tell me that shit that you don't listen to Nigerian music. That's some fugazi, dead ass thing. You feel me? So, like, come on, be real. The quality of music we have in Nigeria right now, they are like, bro. Bro, the quality of music we have in Nigeria right now is extraordinary. It's too pure for you not to be listening. You will find someone that is pertaining to your taste. Thank God for DSPs, which will lead us to our fourth point. Downloading music from illegal sites. Come on. I said thank God for DSPs. That is, thank God for digital streaming platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, AudioMac, Deezer, Boomplay, YouTube Music, and the likes. Imagine all these things I've named. Some are free. I think to an extent, Boomplay is free. audio mic is free. So you have these DSPs waiting for you to just use them for free. And you are like, patronize the artist. This is the way Nigerian music can actually get to that big stage. Let people know, like, these niggas, they are not small dogs, they are big niggas. Stream their music. You feel me? You are helping their ministry as you are having a bragging right. Because let's not deny, most of us belong to quote unquote a stan club or something, something. Maybe not virtually, but in our heart, in our deepest of mind, we'll be like, I'm a Wizzy fan, I'm a Burna fan, I'm a Davido fan. So when they do something mazaline, in our we use it as bragging rights. But the best way you feel you can repay them is by downloading their music from NigerBase.com. Brother Edagba Junior, now you're older than that. DSPs did not come a long way for you to still be doing bullshit like that. Okay, Olowo Apple Music, Olowo Spotify, Olowo Deezer, Olowo. YouTube Music is free. AudioMac is free. To the best of my knowledge, AudioMac is free. So why not use those apps, those DSPs to stream and listen to music? Come on. Come on. Stop playing. Stop playing. Do not, like, see, there was a time here, all of us. Okay, don't let me say all of us. 90% of niggas listening to this thing. Don't roll your eye. Chinedu. Okaka, Mazi, Okeke, don't stop lying. Mid-2013, we did it now. I'm a zip file. I'm not judging you. All of us are guilty, you know, but you cannot now come around in 2022, the 21st century, and start telling me, Oshindo. I don't want to mention the site to film me, not to discredit whatever they are doing. They did a good work, but some things in this life, you come and you go. I did say it's best. So you just have to let some things go and stick with the program, you feel me? Or illegal sites, come on, come on. I mean, is it not even painful to your ears? Is it not distressing to your listening? You see, you're even making me tab on the podcast. Damn! Is it not distressing to you? Come on, go nice music. Come on, go balloon dancing. Dumb. Come on, go. This music was downloaded from dandandandand.com. Is it not okay? You know the most annoying thing, yeah? The most annoying thing are niggas who download music from illegal sites. I want to show that, like, they are up to date with the latest music that have been released, or maybe their fave or whatever just dropped a song and is banging, is a jam, is a hit, whatever. Daddy laddy da. Slop, hey, sorry, that's Future Bars. I should not be saying that on my podcast. I'm alone, me. So, like I said, you not downloaded the music from that illegal site. Number one, the way the music will even have its title, you know that. Oh my money. You know those stuff now. It will be having symbols, underscore, hyphen, exclamation mark, dollar sign symbol, percentage symbol, or the music then a slash, forward slash, then the website name. Okay, as if that's not enough, you still want to show that, I mean, trendy gun, everything on fleek. You not posted the music, or you posted the song rather, and we are seeing the cover art of the website, having the website logo, not even the song's cover art. Come on, go cool now. I know you are trying to pull niggas on, but come on, download music from the right avenues. You know, it's only right. You live in 2022. Don't you want to progress? Every time you say change, but you don't drag any niggas back. Come on, you don't want to be that nigga. Come on, like I said once again, if you are still downloading music from illegal sites, if you are still playing music from illegal sites, you are bad on a red flag. You are a red flag to the society. Everything in this episode is like a segue, because this is another segue to you not putting your niggas on good music. That is, you are holding good music. You know, wording, like I want to say, but you know, Olumide is a learned nigga. Olumide cannot be talking like his rounds. Olumide cannot be talking like, like, you feel me? So Olumide is going to say, holding. Hey, God. In fact, I don't want to constitute a menace today. I just want to behave myself, you know. I just want to thank God for allowing me to behave myself. This such a, my God. So like I said, why should you, as a, only you are a wadu nigga now, you are a big ass nigga, then you listen to this song, let's say quote unquote from an underground act, probably discovered it on the New Music Friday playlist and whatever, whatever. And you're like, oh, this song is dope. In your mind, though, you're like, I have a nigga or a friend who might like this type of music, yeah? But you are not sending that music to that your nigga that will like that music. Why are you being stingy? Why are you being self-centered? Why are you being narcissistic? I hope I pronounced that word right. Send that music to the nigga. Do not hoard good music. Mash a hoard good music. Don't hoard good music. I mean, for someone like me, I didn't know NSG was even existing as at 2017. The first time I saw NSG music was on someone's WhatsApp status. You don't even need to send it to niggas. They just put it on your IG, Twitter, whatever, WhatsApp status, whatever. Post a screenshot from a DSP, malo.com. My posting, you see me, because I'll never even be interested in looking at what you post in the first place. So use it from the right avenue, from the right DSPs, yeah? And just fire. I'm on quick, you need to go and load these days, yeah? We don't write anything, use fire emoji. Only intrigue me, it might be the cover art from the song or the album that you posted, because that's actually got to know of Victoni. I started seeing this alienated cover art type shit, and I'm like, who's this nigga? And I listened to the EP, Saturn EP, if I'm not wrong, yeah, that was 2020, and I'm like, this nigga sounds well, but what you are doing is good, it's good, like, just post the music, niggas that will vibrate to your frequency, don't worry, them know they finish, they will listen to that shit, don't hold good music, my nigga. Don't hold good music, my nigga. Share music. Sharing is caring. Caring is love. And there is more joy in giving than in receiving. Yes. Share your music, my nigga. Stop always being on the, money, new artist. Oh, I discovered this music. You are keeping everything to yourself. What do you feel like? James Bond. 007. You know they die. Come and get out of here, my nigga. Share your music. You feel me? Share your music. Now, this next red flag is one that I might have to take my time on. I might not take my time on it, depending on my mood. To the mood, me lay change. Oh, wow. A few me, Kosino, Urua. So I'm trying not to waste my time on this thing. I'm already sweating as fuck right now. So this next one is the next red flag. If you're an upcoming artist, labeling yourself as an Afro, quote unquote, the word Afro artist, when you don't fall under the umbrella, is not cool. First of all, shout out to the mantra Afrobeat to the world, or whatever people want to call that shit. Yes, that Afrobeat has reached the world now, yeah? Everyone is trying to push the Afrobeat thing to the world. They've done it, they've achieved it. But you as a new artist now, let's say you do R&B, but you're a Nigerian act, and you want to make, like, you want to gravitate people towards your gyration, your groove, your music type shit, yeah? You don't need to put yourself under the umbrella of Afro this, Afro that, Afro me, Afro you. Unnecessary now. Unnecessary. It is not needed, my nigga. It is not needed. Be yourself, be genuine, my nigga. Be genuine. Or like some niggas will say, be genuine, me, my little to rewind. Be genuine, my nigga. Be genuine. You don't need to say, you do R&B. Say to your chest, I'm an R&B artist. You do pop, I do pop. You do rap, I do rap. You don't need to come around and say, oh, I do Afro R&B. Oh, I do Afro rap. Oh, I do Afro that. Oh, I do Afro this. No, my nigga, you do, like, bro, like, it's tiring. Cause that thing pisses me off, man. Like, yeah, you take Thames, for example, now. Thames will tell you I do R&B. Even if sometimes you be fall for the, I'm an Afro, you're not an Afrobeat artist. Let's be honest with ourselves. You've listened to Thames 2 EP. For Broken Years and If Orange Was a Place. Those are R&B records or soul records. Probably maybe just two songs from the entire project be Afrobeat, Damages and Crazy Things. Those are like the only time Thames on our own did Afrobeat. Like, unnecessary, you don't need to force yourself and label yourself as Afro something. Stick with your guts, stand your ground. If you're a rapper, say I'm a rapper with your full chest. Rapper day Nigeria, no fall. If you do R&B, say I do R&B with my full chest. People where they sing love songs, they don't be Afrobeat, them day, my fall. People where go listen. You don't need to try to art school or put yourself under the umbrella of, oh, I do this just because you want people in this to listen to what you are saying or what you are singing about. It's unnecessary. It's not necessary. Honestly, send this to your artist friend. Olumide A&R. Inshallah, for the future. You will say, ah, Olumide told you this thing. Ah, Mubankini, Olumide is giving me free game. Ah, Olumide have sense. Ah, Olumide is a goat. Now, let's get to the final one. Listening to only one genre of music, my nigga, you are not a train, you don't have only one path. See, listening to music is like driving on Nigerian road. Take Lagos for instance, you can't stick to one lane, possible. Only that is swear, only that is change F1. Well, yeah, young girl, one way, see, already working. Ah, I'm all last man, no day this way. She and no go risk camp before I switch back to my lane. Those are one, you know, you take risks as you're listening to music. You are hearing as I'm pronouncing that word, risks. Oh my god, damn. Talent to produce, stop playing with me. You can't listen to only one genre of music and come out and start saying, oh, I'm a music lover. Fine, there are artists you will not like. Every all of us get those type of artists. We'll be saying, no matter what they do, we know they listen to this song. If you like, put our income career on fire, threaten to cut our head off with guillotine, we are not listening to that thing just because we don't like the artist, you feel me? But at least have an open mind when listening to music. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't need to be stiff. You don't need to be too rigid with your music taste. Try to be flexible for the most part of it. Try to know other artists, not just, oh, I'm a gospel nigga, I'm a hip hop nigga, rap nigga, I'm a R&B nigga, love songs nigga, I'm a fire nigga, I'm a fire nigga, I'm a fire nigga, Osha gong kwen she R&B nigga, no she now. Osha she pop. DJ, I want to stop playing. You know, vocal rage Olumide has not been activated for today, so don't let me push it. Don't be rigid. Listen to all forms of music. At least try to be flexible. Don't let me, because it's practically impossible to listen to all forms of music. So what have we been able to get today? Money play red flags. Yes, red flags in the topic. Our topic for today is red flags. And we've been able to discuss about 6-7 red flags. If you just a little bit recap, so you know, so Olumide did not tell you these red flags, because if you come around me and exhibit any form of these red flags, money, if you slip as DLT, I can throw some. I know, like, I'm aggressive, you know. I mean, you know, easy going nigga. So you feel me? I'm just trying to say, don't constitute nuisance around me. You feel me? Only days, you feel me? So you should be. That's what I do. You feel me? Don't blast music in public. That's inappropriate. That's uncultured. That's you being ill-mannered. Go normal, and it is not good. Number two, you are living in Nigeria and you belong to the quote unquote Gen Z. Oh, they can follow on Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, Killa Inshelori, social media. Look, are we here now? You feel me? Number three, I don't listen to Nigerian music. By Lady B. Will Smith. Number four, downloading music from illegal sites. Come on. Actually, could swear, is it not tiring to your ears? Oh, but good music, you. I first saw from me. Ah, music is nice. You might like it. You would like it. Come on, don't be stingy. Sharing is caring. Caring is love. And there's more joy in giving than in receiving. Don't you want to be happy? Come on, stop playing. And that being said, I'll introduce you to a new artist, DS7. You heard me right, DS7. D as in dog. S as in stud, you know. Get stud, nigga. 7 as in the number. 7, like Cristiano Ronaldo number, yeah. So DS7. If you are just listening to those niggas, if I remember, I might put a link to one of their songs in the description, just so you niggas can vibe, like drill, rap, you like them for real. DS7, listen to DS7. You see Olumide now, I'm passing the baton, I'm sharing love, I want to be happy, I want to have joy. Or emotion, I'm giving the assist. Sometimes it's not about scoring. You can be like, you know, one Messi is doing at PSG now. Just assist niggas. Sometimes go lay swell out my score. Like, I've scored it all. I've done it all. I need some new form of adventure. Let me just assist niggas. And that's where you not ordering music, not being a walking red flag comes. You feel me? Pass the baton. You feel me? So, yeah, tell your niggas, put them on good music. If you're an upcoming artist, don't force the Afro tag on yourself. It's not compulsory. It's not necessary. Feel free to do whatever you want to do. And well, the last one was you being so rigid, one way, listening to only one type of music. You are a fucking walking red flag. Stop it. Get some help. Like Michael Jordan said in that meme. That being said, I've been Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka Olumide Zegos, aka the most inconsistent, consistent nigga out here, aka thank you for listening to my podcast, aka till we see next time. Odabo.